Last night, obviously, you had some open looks that didn't go down. Do you feel like anything's wrong with your shot right now, or is it just they didn't fall?
I don't feel a shooter, you know. I think I'm sure and good, but I'm not feeling a shooter. I can do more and shooter, you know, go to the basket, assist, you know. I'm not focusing my shooter and my shot, but, you know, my role is open space for LaMarcus, Andre, you know, and be ready for the shots, and I need to improve in the shots. This is my role.
Sorry if you covered this already, but were you surprised to see Steve Nash guarding you, and will you attack differently next time if they do that?
No, I'm not surprised because Andre, he can play inside, you know, as a big body, and probably Richardson is guard him because probably Andre is very dangerous in the post, and Steve Nash, he can guard him. I'm not surprised.
Will you attack him differently next time if they do that again?
With Steve Nash?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think this in the game, you know, he's playing good, and I don't think so. It's different for the first game.
Can you talk about your relationship and history with Goran Dragic?
Oh,
you said you were friends.
He's a good guy. He's a very good guy. He's a very good player. I think he's a very confidence. And the first year, the second year, he's playing more hard, play like Dragic in Slovenia, and I'm happy about him because he's happy in the court, he's happy with the teammates. And
did you guys play together in Spain or?
No, I don't play together. I play in front of him, you know. I play in the Eurobasket too, and you know, but any player in the Spain is a relationship, you know. He speaks Spanish a little bit.
A little. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Rudy.